Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to create your life on purpose and discover your happiness way with Lorraine Gordon, where you learn how to focus your attention and thoughts to create your best life. In this series, Lorraine, an expert in law of attraction and present moment awareness, along with her guests, give you the tools you need to find your happiness way. And here's your host, Lorraine Gordon.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Lorraine Gordon, and I'm your online coach of YourHappinessWay.com. And this show is about helping you create the life of your dreams. Tune in regularly so that you get ongoing tips, tools, and techniques on how to use the law of attraction in a way that benefits you. So you might be asking yourself, what does she mean in a way that benefits you? You see, the law of attraction is always working. You may not always like whatever it is you're attracting. But you see, in some way, you have played a part in bringing that into your life. So as an expert in present moment awareness and law of attraction, I teach you, along with my guests, to observe your thoughts, to become aware of what kind of an energy and a vibration you're putting out. Because, you see, that's what's going to come back to you. It matches your level of vibration. Wayne Dyer says it so well. He says, you don't necessarily attract what you want. You attract what you are. So then the thought comes, well, how do I become what it is I want to attract? And that's why you'll want to listen to this show. Go to my website. It's yourhappinessway.com. I have some incredible teaching CDs available for you at very, very inexpensive prices. They're under $20, and you can get three of them. One of them is Living Life and Loving It, which teaches you how to notice what you're thinking. Because until you notice what you're thinking and learn to redirect that thought, you are creating by accident. So I've got that one. I've got a fabulous meditation where you go on a journey and you meet your higher self. And that's where you can ask questions of your higher self. And trust me, you know the answers. This opens you up to receiving those answers that are already yours. It just puts you in that place where you can get them. And then my most recent CD, and I'm very, very proud of this one, it's a pain body release technique. And we'll be talking a little more about pain body as the weeks go by, but just recognize that there is an energy we hold within us in various parts of our body that is an accumulation of any negativity we may have experienced during this life in utero and perhaps in lives gone by, past lives, if you believe in that. And this helps you to release and purge that energy which is inside of you. And when you no longer have that energy, you're not attracting similar situations. Have you ever noticed as you go through life that it kind of keeps repeating itself? Similar situations and events, similar feelings, only perhaps with a different cast of characters. Perhaps the scenery is a little different. But a lot of the things, your feelings, your emotions, your experiences repeat. And that CD will help you to release that energy that's creating that. So if you're enjoying this show, go to the bottom of this page and hit like. Hit like, because as you do that, other people see this and you help other people. And that's my goal, is to help you have a happy life. And in turn, you can help others. So hit like, go to my Facebook page, Your Happiness Way. Follow me on Twitter. It's at Lorraine Gordon. I tweet all the time, and I love my Twitter followers. So you'll be getting lots and lots of teachings on Twitter as well as links to my blog posts, etc. Today, I have a wonderful guest, and I am so excited. Do you want to be a millionaire? Now, I can see all of you nodding your heads because, yeah, heck yes, most of us want to be a millionaire. I'm not saying you want to involve your life so you're 100% thinking about money, because we all know lifestyle and happiness is not only about money. But being happy and having millions, well, that sounds pretty good to me. Daniel Peebles is my guest, and he is, as he says, a recovering attorney. He's also a hypnotherapist, and he's an energy worker. He's an author of several books and courses, and he's created a heart-based millionaire mind system, and this is for creating wealth using the vibrational intelligence of your heart. I think this is a really exciting subject, and I think Daniel's on the phone. Let me see if I can bring him on, and we're going to let him tell you how you can make money and create the life of your dreams using the intelligence of your heart. Let me see. Hello, Daniel.
Yes, I'm here.
How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing, Lorraine?
Good. You know, as I was reading your bio and going through your websites, I became more and more excited about, you know, the subject that you're an expert in, which is utilizing your heart, I guess, not only to create money, but the energy to create all kinds of things that you're wanting. Am I right?
Yes, definitely. I recently read, and I'm so amazed at this fact, that the heart, the energy field of your heart, is thousands of times more powerful than the energy field of your brain.
Yeah, yeah. I have been with a company called HeartMath for years, and I know that statistic, and it's pretty damn interesting, pretty darn interesting to realize that the energy, in other words, you send out impulses and actual energy that can be measured to different degrees depending upon how you are tuning into your heart. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And I found that if you take a thought or an intention that you're thinking of in your mind and you drop it down into your heart and feel it and repeat it and vibrate it within your heart center, that is thousands of times more powerful than just simply repeating an affirmation with your mind alone.
Well, you know, I want you to write that down. I want everybody listening to write that down. And, Daniel, you write it down and put a big star next to it because I want you to teach us how to do that in a little while. I want to go come back to that, and you're going to teach us how to drop an affirmation into our heart and then vibrate at that level. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Vibrate it within your heart with what I call relaxed vibrational intensity.
Love it. Relaxed vibrational intensity. At the end of this show, I will be doing a meditation, a guided visualization, and hopefully I will have learned this, and I think I will, from your teaching, and I'll bring that into the meditation so it will really help to embed that into the psyches of everyone that's listening and into their cellular memory. Tell me, Daniel, what's your personal philosophy of happiness? And how do you achieve it?
Well, what I do on a regular basis is that I combine the powers of my breath, my intention, and my imagination to connect with and merge with the flow of universal love flowing through my heart. And
okay, say that again. That was a lot. Your breath, your...
Yeah. I combine the powers of my breath, my intention, and my imagination. I bring all those three together, and I connect with and merge with the energy of universal love flowing through my heart.
I see. Okay. That kind of brings us back to what we were just talking about by dropping this vibration or this affirmation into your heart, because it's all part of how you do it. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Well, we may as well go there right now because let's just do it. So let's say that there's someone out there that is just not closing the deals. That maybe they've got some things started and they feel and they're working hard and they feel as if they're opening doors, but they're not culminating and closing. So they're never quite seeing that end result, the pot of gold, right? Could you give this person a way to use your formula? Could you just actually go with that as if you're coaching someone?
Okay. Well, it's really simple. I just connect with your breath. So just to start out with, you would just take a very deep, long breath in, just at your own pace. And as you do, just use your imagination and just imagine that the center of your chest opens and merges with whatever your concept of love is. Just open up with your in-breath. Go ahead.
Explain what that means, your contact of love. What do you mean by that?
Yes, well, what I mean by love is I mean universal love, a transcendent, divine, or spiritual love that encompasses every moment of our lives and transcends those moments too.
Okay, but you're saying connect with that. So you're saying just open up to divine love. And if it's you perhaps some people out there may be using religion, you know, the name of someone that they pray to, or perhaps they'll be using divine love, or perhaps they'll be using universal consciousness. But whatever rings the bell for them is what they're supposed to connect with when they open their heart.
Yeah, and you time your opening of your heart with your deep in-breath.
Uh-huh.
And then as you do that, and as you exhale, you just allow that love in whatever form it takes for you to flood like a river through your heart.
Okay, so you take the in-breath, and as you take the breath in, you're opening your heart and connecting. And then you're doing what?
Yes.
That's step one.
That's step one. And step two, as you exhale, completely relax your body. And just allow that love, that transcendent love, to cascade through your heart.
Okay. So this, to me, and I'm going to use my language. Sorry about the dogs in the background, everyone, but you all know I've got them. Okay. And I love them. As a matter of fact, when I think of them, I have a little heart surge. Isn't that nice?
Oh,
so,
that is wonderful.
I do. I love them. So the point is that as you exhale, you allow that love, you really feel what's going on in your heart. In other words, you sort of amp up that energy of love that is already there. Is that what you're saying? Tune into it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I get it. Because something that I tweet about and I write about regularly is that, for example, if you're in gratitude, if you're appreciating something that's wonderful, perhaps you're looking at your child or your wife or a sunset, and if you really are in appreciation of that, you feel an energy shift, a vibratory shift in your body if your mind is quiet, and that's something that you can intend to enhance at will once you're accustomed to doing it. So I'm assuming it's kind of like that, only you're focusing it more in the chest region, in the region of your heart.
Yes, absolutely. And you're just connecting
okay.
with love and intending that it flow through you.
Okay. So now where does the affirmation come in?
The affirmation comes in, well, obviously you would already have one in your mind that you wanted to repeat or feel. Is when you breathe in and open your heart, when you breathe out and let the love flow through you, it's almost like a pebble dropping into a pond. You just allow it to drop into your heart. And you just feel it in your heart as if your heart had a mouth and it was speaking it and the vibration was coming out of your heart.
Okay. Visuals would help right now.
Yeah.
All right. Coming out of your heart.
I visualize it, as a pebble dropping into a pond. It's that thought that's in the mind drops into this clear lake, that's your heart. And then from there, the heart takes over and just ripples it out into the universe.
Okay, so let's say that this person wants divine prosperity, and the deals aren't closing, the deals that are out there. So then I guess the affirmation would be something like, I am thrilled to be experiencing the closing of or the funding of my my business. All of a sudden I'm having trouble doing this. Okay, why don't you come up with it? Let's think of the
affirmation. Well, I have a couple of affirmations I like.
Well, let's use it.
But it's not necessarily for that. I mean, one of mine is, every day in every way I am divinely prospered. And
well,
you could add
good.
Something on that, like, and I'm joyously experiencing all my deals close.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Every day in every way I am divinely prospered.
Yes.
And seeing my deals close, joyously seeing my deals close.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's wonderful. Okay. So we're breathing in, and as we breathe in, we're opening the heart. With this intention, we've already set our affirmation in our mind, or we've got it written down, and we're completely aware of that affirmation. We breathe in.
Yeah.
Connect and open with our heart, connecting to divine love. And then as we exhale, we relax our body and allow that love to cascade through our heart and then through our entirety, feeling that vibration coming out of our heart. And at that time, we also visualize our affirmation or the end result of what we're wanting, dropping into a crystal clear lake as if it was a mouth, and that lake is our heart.
Yes.
Do I have
just
it?
Just as if our heart was a speaker, the heart is now speaking the affirmation for the mind. It, like, takes over.
Wow. That sounds very powerful, Daniel.
You can keep feeling it in your heart and broadcasting it with your heart to the universe.
Just broadcasting it. So in other words, would you picture the heart rippling like that ripple in the pond? Is that it? Or you picture your heart broadcasting, maybe with a megaphone or whatever works for you?
Exactly.
You know, I know that you have a course or a book on this. Do you not?
Yes, I do. It's called The Heart-Based Millionaire Mind.
Okay, now everybody, that there is a link to that right here on the Blog Talk site that you're listening to, that you had to go to listen to this show. So utilize that link, and that'll show you how you can take advantage or get Daniel's products. And didn't you tell me that you were going to give all of my listeners some kind of a special?
Yes, I want to give everyone a $10 discount. The normal cost is $37. But I want to give everyone who's listening a discount and offer it for $27. But to get that, they would need to call me at 816-767-1400.
Okay. They'll call you and give you their names and let you know that they got this information on Blog Talk on Lorraine's show, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And then you'll give them that discount. Or you'll send them a link or something with the discount, or a PayPal or something.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now
go ahead.
Tell me, what are they going to be getting exactly?
Well, the central focus of the Heart-Based Millionaire Mind System is this long intention. I call it the Supernal Millionaire Mind Intention and Divine Will.
Okay.
Now that's
that's
a mouthful, but it's the central intention that we vibrate with our heart and we mastermind more when more than one person thinks and feels and polishes and clarifies a thought in their mind, it becomes even more powerful.
So is this a course or a book, or what exactly are they buying?
It's a course. It comes in 10 power sessions. And it also has 18 audios, 18 creative relaxation audios, and 10 power sessions delivered in PDF format.
Okay. So they're getting 10 PDFs with teachings, and they're getting how many audios did you say?
18 audios that I've created over the last 10 years.
And how long are the audios approximately?
Well, they range. The main one, which is a self-hypnosis audio, which is kind of an encapsulation of what we just taught, is how to drop
right.
into your heart. That's
uh-huh.
only 5 minutes. It's a 5-minute self-hypnosis audio where you can vibrate and repeat and feel this millionaire mind intention. And then other audios, the subliminal ones can be up to an hour. But it ranges.
And
it ranges.
You know, you're giving a lot for $27. That is really, I mean, that is a lot of material. I think for anybody that's listening, you really ought to take advantage of that. Is this all available as downloads on the internet, or is it a physical thing you send them?
These are automatic downloads through payload.com.
Great. And they can get all that just by calling you. But if they want to get the information on it, they can click right here on the Blog Talk page that you're using to listen. And it's very clearly, it's got Daniel's websites on them. So go ahead and click there. And then if you like what you're reading, by all means, give him a call.
I will be glad.
And,
I'm pleased to meet you in advance.
Great. Terrific. Now, let me ask you this, Daniel. How do you practice the law of attraction besides what we were just discussing? And I'm guessing that's what you're going to tell me.
Well, I mainly practice the law of attraction based on the belief that love is the magnet in the law of attraction. I had a dream once where I was in an audience, and Michael Beckwith, obviously, you've heard of him. He was talking,
well, of course. I know
and
Michael.
In the dream, he showed me a way, if you filled every cell and atom of your body with love, there's the attraction. It just, everything that you think of that is good and positive and powerful is automatically attracted to you if you continuously fill your mind and body with the energy of love.
Mm-hmm. It's the highest vibration, of course. Of course,
yes.
So that's how you use the law of attraction, by filling your mind and your body with the energy of love. That's beautiful. So can you give us a couple of hints for maybe people that aren't accustomed to practicing this, something they can do even when they finish this call or this broadcast, something that they can do to fill themselves with love? I mean, perhaps memory of a time when you held your baby, or when you had a little puppy. I mean, would that be a way to sort of rev up those feelings?
Yes. Anything that you can stir your mind, anything you can take your mind to that brings those feelings of love up, that is absolutely 100% something they should do.
And do it as often as you can, because if you're vibrating on the level of love, you are going to. It's pretty hard to bring anything negative into your life.
Yes, and
you know,
loving yourself too.
And loving, of course, loving yourself, and that means noticing what you're saying to yourself and how you're treating yourself. Something I always use as a coach. I get my students and my clients to recognize where they may be punishing themselves, where someone else left off. And it's really important to notice that self-talk. That has a lot to do with your self-love. You can say you love yourself until doomsday, but until you notice the things that you're saying to yourself that may not sound too loving and redirect them, you're really not in charge of that. You know, I want to mention.
I totally agree.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate that. I want to let anyone know that feels like they might have a question that the phone lines are open. If you would like to ask Daniel or I a question, you can dial in to 646-716-7073 and follow the prompts, and I'll be happy to bring you on because we like call-ins. Okay, so I understand that you are an energy healer. How would you explain energy healing?
Well, first I would say that obviously a lot, probably everyone listening or a lot of people that are listening already can conceptualize that everything is energy, from our bodies to trees and everything. It's all energy, and the basis of energy, that what underlies energy, is consciousness or thought. And what I would add to that is the basis of consciousness is love. So for me, energy healing is nothing more than the awakening of that intelligent universal love in the cells and in the atoms and in the heart and mind of my clients. That's what I'm trying to do, is help stir the awakening of that love.
That's beautiful. So you feel love is the key to healing.
Yes.
Love. So, for example, are you a hands-on or a hands-over healer? What type of, how do you do this?
I do both. I do hands-on healing, where I channel the love through my hands and heart. And I also do distance healing through my website, lovemanifestnow.com.
Okay. And what exactly is that, lovemanifestnow.com? Or
Love Manifest Now. Yeah. LoveManifestNow.com is a distance energy healing service, which is my own creation, which is an energy field I created on the level of consciousness, which enables me to transmit love or universal life force energy to more than one person simultaneously.
Okay. So this is something people sign up for? Is that how that works?
Yeah, it can be delivered. The energy can be delivered through these affirmations I wrote. They can be delivered through a distance healing session that we schedule between me and the client. And they can also be delivered through what I call my photographic energy field, which is a collection of photographs that I transmit the energy to on a daily basis.
I see. So in other words, they send you a picture and you transmit the energy to that picture?
Yeah, a picture is a holographic representation of the person. So when I transmit the energy to the picture, what I'm really doing is transmitting it to their whole self, wherever they might be on the planet.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. You are an attorney, correct?
Yes.
So you are a mighty different attorney than I've ever come into contact with, especially now that you're going into this energy transference discussion. Were you a metaphysical being prior to becoming an attorney, or is this after you became one and then changed your life? How did this come about? Because this is pretty interesting.
From the first time I took the bar exam, I have been into this, and I studied this alongside my law practice. I practiced law for 18 years in Kansas and Missouri, and for that whole 18 years, I studied energy healing, hypnotherapy, and everything else I could get my hands on, and I just kind of did them side by side.
This is so interesting for an attorney to go into something like this. So what attracted you initially?
What attracted me initially was I got some energy healing from a woman in Springfield, Missouri, and I just loved it so much. And then I found out she was teaching a class, and then I just started taking all these classes, and I just went crazy over the course of 10, 15 years just getting it, learning everything I could about it. It's very fascinating and wonderful.
Well, I personally agree completely, but I know a lot of attorneys that would, you know, laugh if we were to bring this to them. So I'm going to ask you this question. Is there something in your childhood or your background that allowed you to be open to this type of thing, to recognize that there is more than what you can physically put your fingers on?
You know, that's a really good question. I grew up in a really dysfunctional, very difficult childhood. So I believe it's just something that it was ingrained in my soul before I was born, because there's nothing really in my background that would say, okay, go here. I've always been voraciously attracted to anything supernal and metaphysical.
Okay, so you started out as a seeker, and it sounds to me like it was based on need or possibly pain from your beginnings.
Yes.
Okay, well, I relate to that because that's kind of what happened with me. I started seeking at around age 8, and I've never quit. So, and also for similar reasons, dysfunctional household. So often we have to, which brings me to saying, what looks like bad can really be good. So what perhaps looked like a bad situation for a young child has turned into a total blessing, not only for you, but for the many that you're able to touch and to heal and to transform because you've learned what you've learned. And you wouldn't have learned it, possibly, without that, the pain that you may have suffered.
Absolutely. It's kind of like finding jewels in the mud, or it's kind of like all our painful experiences are fertilizer in which we get to grow really beautiful flowers.
It's a nice way to put it. It's a beautiful way to put it. Now, talk to me about money and abundance. And, you know, I know what we mentioned, law of attraction, really covers everything. But do you have anything specifically about money and abundance using energy, creating, you know, attracting that to you?
I do. And it's a very simple way to transform your relationship with money, because to me, money is nothing more than an energetic chameleon. It carries our thoughts that we have. So I have a way of injecting the energy of our love into money, and it's very simple. Whenever you're holding money, or whenever you're looking at your online balance, or whenever you're in contact with your money, just do that three breath, do your heart-opening breath, and just with all your power, just infuse the energy of your soul, the energy of love into that money. Perhaps right before you mail off that utility bill, or right when you get your check and you're holding it in your hand, take a couple of deep breaths and just put that light into the money. And it'll not only impact you, but everyone else who's going to touch that money from the point you touched it with your love.
So this is interesting. So you're talking about something that people who aren't completely familiar with this may not be understanding, and I want to make this clear, that you are enhancing and multiplying the money based on putting that beautiful energy of light and love into it, which, of course, attracts more abundance, more of the same.
Absolutely.
So it kind of stands to reason, then, for those who are listening to this show right now, they might just want to reach into their wallet or into their pocket and hold on to a few dollars or whatever it is they may have in there and do that exercise. Just hold that money in their hands, take some deep breaths, and consciously use their heart to infuse that love and light energy into that cash. Nothing wrong with it. I like it, Daniel.
Yeah, and then what you're doing is you're instantaneously touching everyone on the planet, because the energy field of money connects everybody.
Yes, yes. Well, does it connect everybody? What about the people living, you know, in places where they use, you know, the more primitive types of places where they're using, they're bartering. Maybe they aren't using actually money. So I'm not sure that I get
see
that.
What you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I get that, but certainly in the modern world.
Yeah, in the modern world, but I can see what you're saying, that people in undeveloped countries may not have contact with it, but it's an energy web, kind of the way I see it, and the love that you're putting into your money, the next person that touches it, hopefully will kind of absorb some of that love that you put into it.
Love, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful way of putting a positive intention on your money. So, you know, I would say to anyone listening, notice when you reach into your pocket and you buy something, what is going on with you at that point? I would say, notice the feeling in your body. Are you tense? Are you in resistance? Are you not enjoying parting with that money? Or are you calm and relaxed and sending that money off with a prayer of love and light for not only yourself, but for everyone else that touches it? And that would make spending money much more joyful for people who may be uncomfortable every time they have to, you know, put out the cash.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it any better myself. That's perfect.
Yeah, and it does make complete sense. What something that I think is very, very important, and that's noticing your body's clues. I don't know if you teach this or not, but I certainly do. I think that for so many of us, the first indication of pain, mental pain, emotional pain, is that resistance, and it comes out in body resistance. You may notice stress, shoulders tightening, stomach clenching, neck or back aching, hands sweating. The body can give you such incredible clues as to what you're thinking and not noticing. So that's another really good tool to start observing what you're putting out there so that you can attract what it is you want. Because if you're spending that money and you're resisting and you really feel angry and you feel frightened that you're not going to replace it, you can bet your bottom dollar that you will create more lack and limitation. Isn't that the truth, Daniel?
That is the absolute truth. The quality,
you know,
you turn loose. So yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I want to hear that. Please go ahead.
The quality of your thoughts when you turn loose of money determines how much you're going to receive.
Okay, I want to hear it again. Say it one more time. The quality.
Yeah, the quality of your thoughts that you're holding right when you're turning loose of money is going to determine the amount that you're able to then receive.
Wow, that is fabulous. Now, you know, I just got this wonderful picture in my mind of this check going in the mail, although not that many of us really are using checks anymore, but or, you know, handing $20 over at the grocery store or $100 and kind of visualizing these angelic wings, you know, on the bill and sort of they're like flying into, you know, beauty and wonder and love and sort of have that as your visualization and take a breath as you hand over that money. It's almost angelic.
That's a great visualization. I'm going to try that.
It sounded sweet to me, too. I liked it. It was kind of spontaneous. Okay, so tell me, although I think I'm kind of getting it, but what is your secret to health, wealth, energy, and happiness?
My secret is doing my very best to completely disappear in love. One great story I could tell you is they asked Krishnadas asked his guru, how did Jesus meditate? And his guru sat there for a few minutes, and they thought he wasn't going to answer, and he got really distant, but then a tear came down his face, and all he said was, he lost himself in love.
Wow.
And it's just, every time I think of that story, it almost brings tears to my eyes.
So it's very moving. It really is very moving. So how does one lose themselves in love, Daniel? How does that happen?
Well, all I can do is speak for myself. And what I do is I just open my heart as wide as I can get it to where almost the whole world is contained in my love. And I just let go from there. And I use my breath, I use my imagination, I use affirmations, I use meditation, and I consciously meditate on love as much as I can during the day, and I ask that love take me over, completely become me, so that I can be the witness and love can do its work.
That's beautiful. You know, and I want to spend a moment speaking to the girls out there and the women. I have sent out a tweet that love is the answer, but you don't have to love up close. So I just want to clear it up that when we're talking about love here, we're talking about universal love. We're not talking about your sexuality. We're not talking about physical contact in any way. Not that that isn't a beautiful and wonderful part of it, but it really has nothing to do with sending out this feeling of love and encompassing the entire world with it.
Yes, it's spiritual, divine love, the transcendent, transpersonal love that frees our egos and frees our consciousness and helps us experience union with the divine.
Now, you mentioned some Krishna followers, I think it was. What has been your religious or your metaphysical or your spiritual teaching based in? Has it been Buddhist teaching or oneness or, you know, Hindu? What is your teaching? What is it based on?
Well, I'm mostly rooted, completely rooted actually in Kriya Yoga, taught by Paramahansa Yogananda. That's my main my main path, and all my main inspiration draws from that.
We have a beautiful temple right here in Los Angeles. It's I forget the name of it, but it's on Sunset. Have you visited it? And it's
The Lake Shrine.
Isn't that gorgeous?
It's beautiful. They have Gandhi's ashes there. It's incredible.
Yes. Yes, I have gone there for services and gone there just to visit the gardens. My son had to do when he was in high school, he had to do a report, a video report. He's now a filmmaker, but a video report on light. And we decided to go the metaphysical route, and we went there and interviewed some of the monks, and it was just brilliant. It was a fabulous, fabulous place. Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
It is. It's a great place.
You know what I want to do, Daniel? I want to break for a guided visualization, and I'm going to bring in some of your methods into this guided visualization. So everybody, you know, wait. It'll happen in a minute. And I would love for if you would wait with us, Daniel, and then come back on for closing thoughts. Is that something you can do?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, great. I'm just going to put you on hold, and I'll be back with you in about 10 minutes or so, okay?
All right.
Okay, everyone, it's that time again. I haven't done this visualization for the past couple of weeks, but I'm compelled to do one today. So it's time to sit in a straight back chair if you can. It's the best way to stay awake during a meditation. You might want to take off your shoes. It's perfectly okay to loosen your belt and just sit straight with your head aligned directly on top of your shoulders. Kind of move yourself around until you feel comfortable. And that includes moving your neck and your head until your head just sits very comfortably in a natural position. You can have your hands resting in your lap. Your palms can be up or they can be down. It's entirely up to you. And it's nice if you're sitting, if your feet are touching the floor. We want to be sure you're in a safe place if you choose to do this. You can always come back to it later because this will be available at the same link for a long time to come. So if you can, lower your lights and just intend to take this little journey with me. And we're going to start by noticing our breath. Simply bring your attention to your breath. Noticing your in-breath and your out-breath. And now let's make it a little deeper, breathing in through your nose, breathing down deep into your diaphragm, breathing in and breathing out. You can sigh it out. Let any stress of the day leave you through that sigh. And once again, as you breathe in, your belly should balloon out. You're bringing that oxygen down way deep into the bottom of your lungs, causing your belly to expand. So we're breathing in and sigh it out. And once again, breathing in and sighing it out. Very good. Just continue to notice your breath. Consciously breathing deeply. You don't need to sigh it out anymore, but that's perfectly up to you. And listen to the sound of my voice. You may notice other thoughts coming into your mind. No need to fight them or resist them. Notice them. And as you see them come in, bring your attention back to your breath and the sound of my voice. And now I want you to tune in to that area in your chest known as your heart. Just bring your attention, bring your focus deep within your chest into your heart. And as you breathe in, imagine your heart is opening like the petals of a flower. Breathing in, heart opening. And as you breathe out, love, kindness, gratitude, divine beauty is now radiating from your heart. Once again, breathing in deeply, feeling your heart and your chest open like a flower. And as you breathe out, that love radiates out from the warmth in your chest, moving through every cell in your body. Just seeing that beautiful energy of light and love, and you might want to imagine it as a white light as it moves from your heart, and it's like a pump. There is no end to it. It moves out from your heart, and it moves up into your shoulders, and down your arms, and up into your neck, and your chin, and your face, in the back of your head. And that part of your body is entirely filled with that beautiful white light of love. And now we notice that energy filling our rib cage and our stomach and our hips and our thighs and our knees and our calves and our ankles and our feet. Feeling that beautiful loving energy pour down into the ground, rooting you deeply and completely into this earth plane. Now I want you to imagine you're running this beautiful energy that's always there. You're just becoming aware of it. Once again, starting at the bottoms of your feet, bring it up. Intend to bring that energy up, 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 through your body. See yourself filled with light, filled with love, all the way up and out the crown of your head. And it's like a fountain pouring out the top of your head. There is no end to it. You only receive more of what you give. Simply imagine this beautiful energy of divine love spreading throughout the planet. First, imagine it in your home. See this beautiful energy of light and love and peace saturate your home. And now allow it to move to the city that you live in. Just imagine you have filled your city with the energy of light and love, and see it build. And now it moves out into the state or the country, depending on where you are in the world. And it builds and it gains momentum. And this energy now is throughout the planet, uniting all of us in love and peace and goodwill. Just noticing that beautiful feeling throughout your body. And knowing that you can create this anytime you want. You can come back and listen to this video. And after you've done that for a little while, you'll know how to do it by yourself. And getting ready to bring yourself back to this place and time, giving thanks for this beautiful opportunity to express your love to help create peace on earth. Just begin to move yourself around a little bit in the chair in which you're sitting. You may want to move your head upon your shoulders, getting ready to come back, getting ready to bring yourself back into this time and this place, being very, very grateful for the beautiful feeling that you've just achieved and knowing that you can maintain this feeling. And now, open your eyes, bringing yourself right back to the here and now. Very good. I'm hoping everybody is back here with me right now and that you enjoyed that meditation or visualization. And I am going to bring Daniel back on once again. Hi, Daniel.
That was a great meditation. Hi.
Thank you. I love doing that. You know, as a matter of fact, I do want to mention for anyone out there listening, if you go to my website, I have a free 5-minute meditation that you can download that helps to bring you peaceful clarity. We really do need a peaceful mind in order to achieve clarity, because if your mind is rushing, and I think almost everybody's familiar with that feeling, that busy mind feeling, you can't get clear. It's impossible to get the inspiration and to create what you're really here to do. You have to get peaceful first. So go to yourhappinessway.com and you can get that meditation for free, and I encourage you to do that. And then let me know what you think about it. Daniel, we still have a few minutes here. We've got about 6 more minutes. So I'd like for you, if you were to, I know that you are a healer, you're a helper, you're a person who gives. If you were to give something to our listeners, a tool, a technique, other than what we've spoken of, what would you give them?
What I would give them is this. Start loving yourself sincerely and completely. And if you don't love yourself, if you honestly feel self-hatred or whatever feelings you have toward yourself, just acknowledge that and begin where you are. And the best way to do that is just to put your hand over your heart and just give yourself some compassion, give yourself some love, because none of this will work. None of this law of attraction, none of this will work without a deep and sincere and healthy love for yourself. Because you deserve the compassion and the love that you give so many other people. That's what I would like to say to your listeners, is that I'm sure that there's so many givers out there, and it's time to take that love and put it back in. Put it inside yourself and give yourself some of that love, too, because you deserve it.
You know, I think that's beautiful and that's wonderful, and I know so many people out there, you might see someone that looks very confident, that's extremely successful, maybe they're driving a great car, they're living a life of abundance, and they're laughing. Does this person necessarily have self-love?
Not necessarily, because you have to look deeper, and you can have all the outer trappings of wealth and happiness and success, but still be dying on the inside. And so, but the question is, for that person, you know, do you honestly love yourself? Do you enjoy your own company? What thoughts do you have about yourself when you're alone and no one else is with you? That's the kind of thing you need to look at. And if so, if you really do have those unhealthy thoughts, just notice them. They're just thoughts, and they can be changed. It's not that big a deal.
You know, it's so true, and I say this all the time. The way to change a thought is simply to observe it. Once you observe it, you actually disidentify with it because you're seeing it. You're not a victim to the thought any longer. It's as if you're watching. If you saw a little boy or a little girl playing outside and you saw a bully come along and say something nasty about that child, you wouldn't believe it, right? Well, we all kind of have that bully inside of us, and I often say taking over where somebody else may have left off. We don't realize, but underneath it all, we may be saying those things to ourselves, but we've got to become aware. Do you have a tool to use for awareness or to learn to become the observer, Daniel?
The way I do it is I just take a long, slow breath, and then I just watch. It's really kind of hard to give a technique, but just notice the thoughts that are coming into my mind and just keep in that long, slow, even breath. Slows the mind down so that the witness consciousness can come up and you can see those thoughts. But if I'm always racing, constantly racing on the gerbil wheel, I'm never going to see it. Just like you said before, you have to slow down.
You really have to slow down. And, you know, you are not the thinker. For everyone that's listening, you are not the thinker. And we actually believe that we are the thinker. We have the thoughts. The thoughts pass through our mind. But they aren't who you are. And as soon as you witness that thought, notice that thought, it loses its power and you lose your identification. You stop believing in it. Now, this I'm not going to tell you, and I'm certain Daniel wouldn't tell you that this is going to happen the first time you notice a thought. This is a practice. It's a daily, moment-by-moment practice. And I get emails and tweets and letters from many of you saying, Lorraine, this isn't easy. Well, no, it really isn't. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. But it's actually quite simple. The thing is, you have to make a commitment to do it. If you want your life to change, you have to change something. Otherwise, everything's going to stay the same. That makes sense, doesn't it? Now, what about the people in your life, Daniel? I know that you're married, and do you have children?
Yes, I have children. I have children. I have three kids. My wife was had two when we got married, and then we adopted three kids internationally. So, yeah.
Oh, that's
We've had some very serious challenges with that, some painful experiences and stuff that's really hard to go through. And then we've had a lot of triumphs and a lot of joys, too. So it's just the same as with any children. You know, you're going to get what you get, and you have to deal with it and as best you can.
Absolutely, because you can make a determination to be in this practice. You can make a determination that happiness is a choice, but that doesn't mean that everything it doesn't mean that you're not going to find waves, crashing waves sometimes. It's how you learn to look at it. Your point of view is what determines how you move through these situations, and many times maintaining a happy, positive attitude, even in the midst of what could be tragedy. Have you found that to be true, Daniel?
Yes, and there's so much to be said for just pure old endurance. A saint said once that you measure your spiritual progress not by all your visions and meditation experiences, but by what you can endure in the cold, hard light of day. And so it's just
you
endurance.
Have to... Something they use at Alcoholics Anonymous, and I know because not because I'm an alcoholic, but because I've had friends and I've taken them to some of these meetings, and I think they say something like, keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Keep on
absolutely.
Keeping on. And then someone very famous said, when you're in hell, keep going. Which really makes sense, because so often that's the time we freeze, is when we're in hell.
Yeah.
But no. Continue putting one foot in front of the other. And, you know, something that I learned, I am a coach and I have a coach. Coaches believe in coaching. And I learned this, that something like 90% of the time, an aircraft is actually not on course. They have to keep nudging it back and nudging it back and nudging it back. And they do reach their destination. That's my final thought to leave everyone with. This is Lorraine Gordon and Daniel Peoples wishing you a wonderful week. You can tune in next Thursday, and in the meantime, find me on my website, yourhappinessway.com. Thank you. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.